You're listening to Gruesome and Unnatural, a true crime podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Gruesome and Unnatural. I'm Eric.
I'm Shelly.
And this is episode 73.
I was not expecting
Took that shit over.
I was already.
What's going on, you sick fucks that like to listen to this kind of shit?
Yeah, Gruesomatics. You just totally took me by surprise. I was not expecting that. Oh, okay.
So what do you have in store for us today?
Fucking crazy, crazy story. Are you ready as always?
Really? Because they're all usually mellow.
I know. This one's crazy, though. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Ready? Let's do it. Shad Therion was born September 7th, 1997, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to Tara Pakinick and Michael Therion. Shad attended different schools in the Howard Sumiko School District as a child and later attended Bayport High School, where he started dating a woman by the name of Taylor Coronado. And they dated for a couple years before breaking up, but remaining friends even, you know, after high school. But they had actually gone to the same middle school together, as well as like, but I don't know if they knew each other in middle school, but like I said, they started dating in high school. At some point after high school, Shad worked with his father and grandfather at their family business. Taylor seemed to have a rough upbringing after her mother died in 2009. Her father remarried to a woman who had children of her own, so she kind of felt almost like her mother was, like, I don't know, being replaced maybe. She just felt alone. And things got even worse when her brother passed away from a motorcycle accident in 2021.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then her father ended up going to jail.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, yeah. But that's about all I could find about their childhood and their lives up to the point of February 21st, 2022. But before I tell you what went down on that day, let's go to 2 days later on February 23rd, 2022, when Steve Hendricks, the boyfriend of Shad's mother, Tara, made a 911 call of a gruesome discovery. Are you ready for this 911 call?
Yes.
Mount County Public Safety, how may I help you?
Yes, I'd like an officer at 829 Stony Brook. My friend just woke me up to swear that she found her severed head of her son in the basement.
Okay, can you repeat the address, sir?
829 Stony Brook.
Okay, S-T-O-N-E-Y?
Is it E-Y, right? Yes.
No E.
No E. Just that Y.
Is that a house, apartment, or duplex?
It's a house.
What's your phone number?
My number is 327-3748. My name's Steve.
327-3748?
Yes.
What's your last name, Steve?
Hendricks.
Okay, tell me what's happening there again.
I have no clue what's happening. My girl swears that she's found her severed head of her son in the basement.
Did you go down there?
In a bucket. I went down. I can't tell what the fuck it is. Pardon my language. I'm kind of a little freaked out.
Did she just wake up and say that?
Yeah.
And whose head is it?
She's claiming it's her son.
How old is her son?
24, 20, 25.
Has he been missing, or?
No, yeah, he was here yesterday with some chick, and then now all of a sudden nobody's here. And she came up to use the restroom a couple times. And she keeps calling and calling, and now she's saying that she hears the phone down there, too.
Okay. Is she with you right now?
Yes, she's upstairs. She's a little freaked out, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. All right. Stay on the line. And, you said you went down there, correct?
Yeah, and I lifted a towel, but I can't see very well, and I can't tell what the hell it is.
So there's something in the bucket.
There's something in the goddamn bucket there. She went up again. I don't know what the hell, man.
Do you think she's hallucinating, or do you think that...
I don't think so. I went down there, dumped in the damn bucket. I don't know, man. She's a little freaked out and kind of freaking me out.
What's your girlfriend's last name?
Pachyonite.
How do you spell that?
Oh, holy shit. You want to spell it?
P-A-K-A-N-I-C-H.
N-I-C-H. What's your first name?
Para. P-A-R-A.
What's your middle initial date of birth?
What's your middle initial? Hi,
Al.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm
Chuck. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's your date of birth?
What's your date of birth? 514-74.
All right, can I talk to her?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Kara. So can you tell me what's going on?
Pre-president, my son's head is in a bucket, right on bucket in my basement.
What makes you think that?
Because I looked in the bucket.
And what did you see?
Exactly what I told you.
Okay, where's the rest of the body at?
No idea.
When's the last time you saw your son?
I guess today is Wednesday, so I picked him up from his dad on Monday. And he doesn't normally stay here. He's been staying here for a few days. I left the laundry. He was here a couple hours, then he left with Taylor. And they
met some people.
Taylor.
Who's that?
Girl. Taylor Coronado.
You know how to spell her last name?
Coronado. No, not exactly.
Okay.
But it's the common spelling from around here.
Alright,
he went to middle school and high school with her.
Okay.
I don't know if he doesn't live with me.
When's the last time you saw him?
Well, he left with her. They both came back. I believe they both came back while we were sleeping Monday night. And I assume they slept all day yesterday, so I haven't seen him since Monday night, physically. I thought they were sleeping all day. I was gone for a little while, yesterday, Tuesday. And he's 25, and I'm going to basement.
Right.
What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we've got help.
And then I heard my door and her minivan start. And I went downstairs, and I went to the bathroom. The lights were out in the basement. So I went to turn them off, and I looked around, and I was there. So then when I turned around to come back upstairs, it was a 5 gallon bucket with a towel over it. And I'm like, oh, great. That's why they're down here all day yesterday. They were pissing in a bucket. And I looked, and that is not what was in that bucket.
What is your son's name?
Chad Therian.
C-H-A-D.
S-A-K-D.
How do you spell his last name?
T-H-Y-R-I-O-N.
What's his date of birth?
9/7/97.
Is there blood down there?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I have officers that are headed over to your house right now, okay?
Headed over.
Okay, I'll go down there.
I guess just stay away from that. Just stay
from that area. We're on the second level, so we're going to go down to the kitchen and not to the basement.
Okay, yeah.
We can answer the door and stuff.
Okay, all right, ma'am.
My 16-year-old daughter is sleeping.
Excuse me?
My 16-year-old daughter is here sleeping,
okay.
So they do not make a lot of noise. I don't know.
Okay, just let them know that. I'm sure they won't try, okay?
My heart is going to jump out of my chest for being so...
And, I mean, you're sure it could be like a fake head or something?
I'm not touching it. I'm not looking at it again.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Just go ahead and wait for the officers, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
It's crazy how those 911 operators have to take that much information.
For sure. It's gotta be hard
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just like, he's like, are you sure? Like, are you sure you know what's in the bucket? And she's like, well, yeah. And he's like, how do you know? She's like, I looked in the bucket. Yeah. Just like she, I think, pretty sure she knows. It's not
their job and everything. And they need to give the officers that are headed there with, like, the most information they can.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I can totally picture myself on the other side of that call. If I were the one calling 911 over something devastating, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck about it. Just send someone fucking over right now.
Yeah.
Like, and fuck all this information. I'll talk to them when they get here.
For sure. And a lot of times people do that. They freak out. But then, you know, like you're saying, they need to get that as much information as possible. So it's like, that's got to be
frustrating. The officers
got
to show up and then collect all the same information.
Yeah.
So I guess they could use that against the person also if the information from the 911 call doesn't add up to the information they're giving the officer too.
100%. I'm sure that's happened before.
I'm not saying this is what's going on here right now, but I'm just, you know.
For sure. No.
That just made me think of that shit.
Yeah, for sure. But I know it's kind of hard to hear the whole call. It's kind of echoey. It's hard to hear them. But let's reiterate what happened on February 21st, 2022, two nights prior to that call.
Okay.
So 25-year-old Taylor picked up 24-year-old Shad from his mother's house at 829 Stony Brook Lane in Green Bay, Wisconsin, at around 9:30 p.m. that night. They drove to what I'm assuming is her apartment on Eastman Avenue, and there was one of their friends. Again, I think it's her roommate, but it's a little bit unclear.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this person joined them. They hung out. They smoked weed. That's about it. And then this friend, roommate, whoever she was, left. And both Shad and Taylor smoked meth and injected trazodone, which is an antidepressant medication.
Wow.
I know. So.
Fuck.
I know.
Antidepressants is smoking some meth?
Yeah. Injecting that and smoking meth.
How the fuck are you going to feel? Or injecting that shit. Yeah. That's crazy.
This is usually a pill. When I was looking up, it's a pill that you just take.
And they just kind of like melt down and shit.
Yeah. So after this, they decided to go back to Shad's mother's house. So when they got there, Steve, that you heard on the 911 call, let Taylor and Shad into the house. And then they went downstairs to the basement. Like she was saying, I don't think he really lived there, but he stayed there sometimes. So I'm assuming he stayed downstairs, like in this basement. So it was then that they decided to engage in sexual intercourse. And which is something, you know, they probably did in this friendship relationship, you know, like that's probably what they did majority of the time. So this all occurred in the basement, like I was saying. He was living down there, I think. They engaged in prior sexual acts, like crazy shit, you know? Like, they would do some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, they decided to use, like, these chains. And she described them as, quote, like a dog's choke collar. You know, like those metal ones. It comes with, like, these big, like, loops, everything like that. And kind of, like, have to pull the dog to, like, choke him. And, like, yeah, so that's kind of what she was, like, describing it as. The plan was for both of them to use the chains. But when Shad put them around his neck, Taylor never stopped tightening the chain. Shad was lying face down in the bed when she began choking him with the chain and did not stop until he started to cough up blood. His face turned purple and he stopped breathing. So she took it a little too far.
Where's the safe word, guys?
Exactly. I mean, he did try to fight back, but obviously nothing can stop her.
Fight back? Like,
yeah, he was trying. What? Well, obviously he was like, okay, like this is too far.
So her intentions were to kill him then?
Not what she's claiming, but also she's crazy, and what she was saying later on seems like it was her intention too.
And they just smoked meth, injecting fucking antidepressants in them.
Yeah, so she's on all this shit. Yeah, exactly. But this crazy bitch did not stop at just that. So after he had died, she told police she, quote, played with the victim's body for like 2 or 3 hours, unquote. Yeah. So she performed oral sex as well as using sex toys on the body and having sex with it.
Here's a weird question.
Yeah.
Does a dead body, like, keep an erection?
I
hope you wouldn't know that. You know, I'm not asking you. We're engaged. We've been together for fucking ever. So if you're like, oh, yeah, they definitely do. You give me some kind of weird eye.
I have no idea. But honestly, we have the same brains because I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, how did she do it? I don't understand. So no, it's not a weird question. But yeah, I don't understand. But yeah, she was using like dildos and doing all this weird shit and like stuff to him afterwards. Horrible.
The fuck?
I know. She's sick. So it wasn't until the next morning that she decided to dismember the body using knives that she found at his mother's house. She was the mom, Tara, and her boyfriend, Steve, were not home at this time when she was doing all this. Like she was saying, she, you know, in the 911 call, she saw Taylor come pick her up, come pick him up. And then later on, they came back. And then she just assumed that they were sleep. This is that Tuesday now. She assumed they were sleeping all day. But really, this bitch is down there dismembering her son. And she has no idea. Fucking horrible. So she, Taylor positioned his body on the bed in a way where like his head was at the end in order for her to cut off his head and place it in a bucket. The same bucket that we're hearing in this 911 call. And when I say bucket, I was watching like this documentary kind of thing about it. It looks like more like those, you know, like kind of like we have like for our holiday stuff, like those buckets that you can keep all your decorations and stuff like that. And that's what it kind of looks like. Because when I was also watching it, they like actually showed
like a storage bin kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They kind of showed like a picture of like his remains still in the bucket and everything.
Storage bin.
Storage bin. Whatever. Oh, I know. They keep calling goddamn bucket. And I was like, it doesn't look like a bucket. It looks like a storage bin. But yeah, really, really gruesome. So Taylor also had a tote bag where she collected the blood when doing all this. And then she dumped it in, like, there was a basement, like, shower drain down there. And that's where she would dump it to get rid of it. She claims that she also showered using the blood. But I don't know how true that is.
Well, I would believe her because that's all fucking everything she said. And
yeah, I even wrote that. Like, I was like, she seems crazy as fuck, so I can believe that she actually
That doesn't did. Seem that bad after fucking sucking a dead dude's dick.
For sure.
Right?
For sure, yeah.
Like, if she didn't shower with the blood, I'd be like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, true. Very true. But she didn't stop there. She went on to remove organs, including his penis. She places body parts in all kinds of things, like I said, like this bucket, the tote bag, crock pot, like, box, and, like, different bags. Mind you, this is, like I was saying, this is Tuesday, the day after Shad's death, and Taylor is doing all this while, you know, his mom's, neither she or nor her husband, or boyfriend are at home. Tara, Shad's mother, finally comes home that night, and she sees the van, assuming it's Taylor's, and she goes inside, but never goes down to the basement, but she just assumed, like I was saying, that she assumed that they were sleeping all day, you know? And she just goes to bed. But it was around 2:33 a.m. on February 23rd, 2022, 2 days after Taylor murdered Shad, when Tara hears what she states as a storm door slamming shut. Like she was saying in the 911 call, she heard a door shut. So she's like, that woke her up. And then she heard a vehicle, which she assumed was Taylor's. So she got out of bed. And then, like she was saying, she noticed the basement lights on. So she wanted to go turn them off and maybe just be like, oh, like maybe did Shad leave with her? Like she just wanted to see if he was still in the home.
Yeah.
So she goes down there. She notices, you know, Shad's not there. So she turns off the light. But then as she's going up the stairs, she notices like a bucket next to the bottom of the stairs. And there's a towel on it. She lifts the towel up and unfortunately discovering her son's severed head in there. Terrified, you know, I would probably do the same thing, you know, make her boyfriend call 911 because she's probably fucking terrified, freaking out. Like, did I really just see that, you know? So yeah. She had him call 911. Please show up to 829 Stony Brook Lane at around 2:25 a.m. to speak to Tara, and she allows them into the residence. And the officer goes down to the basement where he too finds the bucket with a human head inside.
Storage bin.
In this bucket / storage bin was also his penis, body fluid, and two knives. I'm actually going to read the criminal complaint document where it states all of this, right? So it said, quote, the head was identified visually in comparison with a prior photograph of the victim, and it was confirmed to be the victim. According to Dr. Tranchita, there was a visual evidence of strangulation observed, also located in the same bucket. Was a male organ along with body fluid and two knives. Other body parts were found in the basement and other bags, including plastic shopping bags, along with three knives, including a bread knife consistent with kitchen knives, located in a storage tote. An upper torso was located. The upper torso had numerous rigid cuts at the site where the head was removed, consistent with the separated head. Also located in the tote was a carving knife, consistent with a kitchen knife and several internal organs. Also located in the search was that appeared to be significant blood staining on an unsheeted top bed mattress, along with what appeared to be a site of previously cleaned up blood on a concrete surface next to and under a significant portion of the bed. also observed was evidence of blood around a stand-up shower located in the unfinished portion of the basement, and what appeared to be numerous blood drops were visible on the concrete floor in front of the shower that appeared to have been partially wiped or washed away, unquote. So she definitely sat, like his mom was saying, like, they're, you know, the operator guy was like, do you see blood? And she's like, no. So they're like, what the hell? So it's like, she tried to clean up as much as she could, down, like, this drain and everything, but obviously not the best. So around this, you know, kind of same time, officers show up to her apartment at 1130 Moraine Way in Green Bay, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. where they see this same van that Shad's mom saying that she saw in front of her house. And that, you know, she'd been driving around. She knows, and they noticed what appeared to be like blood in the snow, they thought. And again, this crock pot box in the back seat, which did end up having several body parts, including like legs and stuff in this box.
That she took with her.
Yeah. But she left some other stuff behind, apparently, like a head. I don't know why. So while they were looking through the windows of this van, Taylor actually comes out of the apartment. I don't think she knew that they were officers, but she comes out and then she freezes and she notices that they're like police officers. They notice that she had dried blood. You know, once they got up to her, they're like, oh shit, like she has dried blood like on the front and back of her sweatshirt, on her sweatpants. She has blood and cuts all over her hands. Officers ask her if she knows why they're there. And she says, quote, because of my warrant for my arrest, unquote.
What?
So Taylor, earlier that year, on January 3rd, was convicted and sentenced for 3 months for fleeing, eluding, and obstructing police. But it was unclear, like, if she was on, like, a work release at the time of the murder, because that was only, what, a little over a month prior to that? But she also had a GPS tracker that she removed from her ankle.
Oh, shit.
So that's why she said that. She was trying to, like, be like, you know, obviously she's not going to be like, I just murdered somebody, you know? Taylor was taken in for questioning, asking...
Obviously, she's sitting there with the fucking blood on herself.
I know, yeah.
Like, how much more guilty do you look?
Exactly, yeah. And, like, she was the last person seen with Shad by his own mother. But yeah, I know. She's stupid. So she was taken in for questioning, asking if she knew the victim, and she said yes. And upon hearing that they found his severed head, she not only said, quote, that's fucked up. But she also said, damn the head. I can't believe I left the head, though, unquote.
What a psycho.
I know. It's literally. So she did admit that the rest of the body was still in the basement. So she had no problem, you know, admitting to what she did. Shabusiness made the comment, or Taylor, I'll get back to that last name in a second, made the comment that at one point she did get paranoid and lazy and that she thought that it was, quote, unquote, dope. That it was making her paranoid. Taylor also made the comment that she was, quote unquote, like already this far. So she had to keep going on referring to like choking Shad. She's fine. She also said in a lower tone of voice, yeah, I liked it. And then she made comments that she did not mean to kill the victim, but as she was choking him, but she liked it and that she was just going to keep doing it anyway. She also made the comment that she was not prepared to kill the victim and that it was random. So she's just kind of all over the place. During the trial, Taylor laughed at certain things when they were like describing things about the whole case and everything. She like was laughing and smirking. You can see it's just so fucking annoying. It's so annoying. And then like 5 minutes after, her attorney, Quinn Jolly, submitted a not guilty by reason of insanity plea on February 14th, 2023. She attacked him because he had requested the trial date be pushed back so experts could determine her competency to stand trial. And I'm going to post that video on like social and stuff like that. Her like attacking him. So stupid. Nothing really happened of it. She obviously like an officer came in, fucking tackled her and, you know.
Do you have a picture of this bitch?
Yeah. Let me show you.
I want to see how this crazy motherfucking bitch.
That's like her as her arrest picture.
Not at all.
In jail, and she's walking and she's smiling.
Not at all what I pictured.
No?
No. I pictured more like a white trashy meth head.
That's her attacking her.
And Shelly's going to post all these for you guys. I totally will.
Yeah. Yeah, she's crazy. I mean, look, she had to wear one of these things. She got so crazy, one of those little spit mask thing. And like, yeah. Yeah. I can see why I say that. Oh, man. So an officer struggled with her before they calmed her down. And just 10 minutes after the attack, her attorney told the judge that he planned to file a motion to be removed from the case. And he was replaced. I would be like, fucking, yeah, I want to get away from her, too. On July 26th.
Or purposely, like, do the shittiest job so she goes to jail forever. Right? But you don't want that on your
lawyer record, sure. Yeah, for sure. On July 26th, the jury convicted Taylor of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilation of a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault because of what she did after, obviously, because he didn't give consent to that.
Is third-degree sexual assault necrophilia?
Pretty much, right? Yeah, I guess so. So wrong. On September 26th, Taylor was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Shad's father forgave Taylor, saying, quote, "I believe everybody makes bad choices. Maybe not to this scale. It does no good to hate you. I know you've got a heart, got a mind," unquote. That blows my mind. Yeah. when parents, family members, anybody just like can forgive somebody, especially to what she did, like the extent.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I could do it. I would be so angry for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Taylor's serving out her sentence at the Techida Correctional Institution, a facility housing only for female inmates. This is just a little bit extra crazy in her. Okay, so forensic psychologist Diane Litton testified that Taylor told her, quote, "She had a thing with Jeffrey Dahmer a year ago," unquote. I mean, obviously, this is after he was murdered in prison. But, like, she really had a weird thing for Jeffrey Dahmer, like some other sick fucks in this world with, like, serial killers and stuff like that. She even, like, they found searches online about her, about Jeffrey Dahmer. One of the searches was Jeffrey Dahmer walking into court all sexy.
Wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer gay?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. She's fucking, it's nuts. I know. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. And then Shad's uncle said of his nephew's death, quote, "I don't see no reason why you should have parole. You did the most cowardly, wicked thing possible. I will pray that you meet the same fate as your idol, Jeffrey Dahmer. So have a great life, shabusiness," unquote. I thought that was, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. See, I'd be like him. Like, you deserve the fucking worst thing ever for what you did to somebody that I love, you know? And 11 days before she killed Shad, she took a selfie next to a cell phone that had an image of Jeffrey Dahmer on it. This is that picture. Isn't that just like, you're a sick fuck?
Totally.
Who does that?
But still, he's gay. He was gay.
She has no chance.
Yeah.
Fucking
even nasty, if they're around in the same era, but they're not.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, she did have several mental health disorders, including PTSD, major depression disorder, bipolar disorder, and ADHD. So just saying a little bit about Shad. The victim, according to findagrave.com, some of his family members wrote, quote, "The circumstances of his death does not define the person that he was. Yesterday, we were given some absolutely devastating news. Our nephew, Shad Therian, was taken from us by what I can only assume is a monster. You had such a good heart and soul, Shad. I love you so much, I can't even begin to describe what we are feeling. Give my brother a hug for me. You will always have a special place in my heart," unquote. Shad, it said also on findagrave.com that he enjoyed camping, games, spending time with family. He was a very kind and compassionate person who often thought of others before himself. He was a talented artist, and he also enjoyed wood carving. So I got to tell you about the shabusiness. Okay. I kept thinking of the fucking Ludacris song when I was doing this. So horrible. But Taylor, at the time of her arrest, not only did she have a one-year-old son, Mateo, but she was married to Warren Shabusiness, hence this last name. And I still believe he's still in prison for selling drugs. He stands behind his wife, though, through all of it. He stated, quote, "My wife might be locked up for a long time, if not life, but the world community doesn't understand is my release date is soon." I don't know why he says that. Either way, my prayers go out to my wife, Taylor Shabusiness. She needs help mentally. Brown County Jail and the Brown County Circuit Courts are failing at understanding this, nor do they even care. Yes, what she is being accused of is serious, but this doesn't change the fact that she still has rights and still has family, people that love her, no matter what her situation might be. Hopefully soon the courts/jail will realize she needs help. People like to be nosy, I get that. People judge, I get that too. It's what this world does and will continue to do. Either way, I stand behind my wife and will forever stand behind her forever. So, yeah. Oh, and then they also said, Baby Boo Mateo, I pray for you every day. We think about you nonstop, and we promise that we will always be here for you. That's what he was saying about his son, Mateo. And I believe now that their son is living with her grandmother, per stated in the court. They had her, like, on Zoom or whatever, and she was saying that, you know, that their son's living with her now. So, So yeah, it's pretty crazy that she was married during all of that.
Yeah.
And, like, And then, like, I think he was technically was trying to get out January of this year, 2024. But I believe he's still in prison. But, like, how crazy is, like, she got arrested last year and then he's going to get out. Yeah. Just, like, but yeah, either way, this kid is just, like, it's so horrible. Just everything about it. The whole Shad, this poor little baby Mateo. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't have parents. Definitely. Like, but, yeah, that's the horrifying story of the murder of Shad Therion.
That's fucked up. And it sucks that there's just people being hurt on both sides and all sides of it.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. For sure. And they were so young, too. They were, like, in their early 20s. Like, oh, it's just horrifying. That's it. Okay. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, tell a friend. And until next Monday, stay safe and be aware.